I think there are people who would like a different voice, an alternative voice, so to speak. And I guess I've become the alternative voice.
Singapore, you are not my country. Singapore, you are not a country at all.
He is a Singapore celebrity, DJ, pop columnist, gadfly, and occasional singer. Chris Ho's counterculture satire and rants against the government, media, and people of Singapore have earned him the title of Singapore's official griper.
I come across, I realize, in a very naggy tone, and I justify that in that Singapore is known as a nanny state to the rest of the world, and we are a nanny state because we pride ourselves with being very paternalistic.
Ho, who's also known as X-Ho, doesn't seem at all like the loudmouth pop culture rebel on the cover of his CDs and books. He did start Singapore's first punk rock band, and he still looks like a punk rocker. His body is covered in a blanket of tattoos, one for each time he visits Thailand, his ultimate destiny. A dance track off his CD, X with an X, Me All Good No Bad, celebrates his three T's to success, a takeoff on the Prime Minister's three T's to success.
Our PM outlines the three T's for Singapore's future success. Technology, trade, and tribes. The last of these refers to possessing a national identity. I, too, have the three T's for success. Temple, tattoos, and Thailand.
For me, like, even though I'm a DJ and so-called musician as well and a columnist, everything, it's really from the point of view of being a music fan. I'm not a career as DJ, I'm not a career as writer, even though I've written two books, and I don't really consider myself like author, you know. It's all pretty rock and roll inspired, if you ask me.
Ho's new book, which is a collection of his essays and columns, is titled Attack of the SM Space Encroachers.
There's a play on the acronym SM. In its actual context of the book, SM means Sung Mui, and that's a local dialect term for sour grape. So it's really a title that says Attack of the Sour Grape Space Encroachers. The first part of the book is primarily about Singaporeans who are space encroachers because they can't wait to elbow their space back. It's almost like getting back on the sly because it's a repressed society, basically.
Would you mind reading a portion of the book for us?
This is a poem I wrote called To Die for One's Country. Am I willing to die for my country? I know what Julie Burchill would say. Yes, I'm more than willing to die for my country, a country where I was born, where I've lived all my life, if just for the inexplicable connection well beyond me, a spiritual bond written in the stars. Yes, I'm willing to die for my country, but not when it's run by the unloving and patronizing, abusing our soul as ass's fuel for absolute power, immoderate control, and the devil's buck. Loading our gains like a Nazi death truck anytime a new experiment takes its fancy. To die for such a one is a folly. How does one sacrifice one's life without passion? How to have passion when there's no real love? We're still pining for just 3% of it from above. We're not even children of a one-choice nation. We're pawns in the upgrading empire, in the words of the poet Alfian. Go send your eloquent messengers, the happy and hostage press. But our hearts understand what we get to say much less. Oh, don't forget, we're mouthless, prosperous, well-fed, and free. So why ask that question, unless it's reference to a soldier's duty? The text is clear for all who choose to see. The guilty's masking guilt whilst hiding the key. And by the way, here's a footnote. Come to think of it, Julie won't bother. She'll understand the stupidity of knocking one's head against the wall or speaking to the self-righteously deaf on a big money mission that will manufacture love if required. Besides, she writes for The Guardian, not The Nanny.
Chris Ho reading from his new book, Attack of the SM Space Encroachers. Ho's written and spoken tirades against the Singapore government are so biting, it's hard to believe his citizenship hasn't been yanked. Singapore's laws have gained worldwide notoriety. Its temporary visa warns in bold red letters that there will be death to all drug traffickers. In the midst of all this repression, however, seems to be a growing tolerance for gays and lesbians. The shopping malls are teeming with gay men. One Asian newspaper even called Singapore Asia's gayest city. I asked Ho what it's like to be a gay Singaporean.
I can be outed. There's no such thing as a gay Singaporean. You know the kind of repression we have in Singapore? You won't believe. Although we have seven gay saunas now, but to me that's got everything to do with a pink dollar. It's not about acceptance of one's sexuality. So no, I'm not gay to begin with. Can I just say? What's it like? Sorry.
Yeah. What's it like?
I would imagine, I think, pretty tough because it's a very repressive society and you have to watch your back all the time. There used to be a lot of raids. In fact, in the previous book, I wrote a whole chapter about this undercover cop. He arrested this fishball seller for fondling his crotch. And so, because of that, I came all out and I told Singaporeans not to touch another Singaporean. You never know if he's undercover.
The Singapore does have a sodomy law, right?
Oh yeah, and not only sodomy law, it's also, oral sex is also a crime, even between heterosexual couples, unless they are legally married. Don't be surprised, it's true, I didn't make this up.
Are you ready for something that's been floating around on the internet? Here are the top 10 reasons why there are no sex scandals in Singapore. Number 10. You can't even be naked in your own home, so how to have sex?
But things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, but still, the law is the law. They want to protect themselves. Singapore is all about being able to prosecute you if they want to. That's what it's all about.
The cops are bullies?
No, not the cops. They're just doing their job. I think our big brother is a big bully.
Where are the police? I don't see them.
In that sense, our society is really effective. It's come to a stage whereby I think everything runs on its own accord now, according to how big brother envisioned it in the beginning. So everything is running as according to plan. The only little implosions here and there, for instance, one is we don't have future leaders because all the dynamic people seem to either have run away or they have cowered to the back. Nobody is interested in politics. So we've actually got this new creativity campaign going on to encourage people to be dynamic and creative.
And a drum roll, please. The number one reason why there are no sex scandals in Singapore. We are still confused over condoms and condos, leh.
For all his criticisms of the government and people, the artist known as X-Ho might not exist without the Singapore he loves to trash. I asked him if he'd ever consider leaving.
I've also talked about leaving for a long time, so I'm gearing myself up to go one of these days. Like I said on stage a while ago when I read that piece I wrote, I want to be Thai. There's no other option for me but Thailand. There's something about Thailand. It's the culture in that there are a lot of things about Thailand that's very antithetical to the whole Singapore society. For instance, Thailand thrives on chaos. They find a kind of order through chaos, and we don't trust that kind of chaos. Our society is completely regimented, completely, in every step of the way. From how many kids you have, to the number of bottles of liquor you can bring in from the airport. Everything is regimented. In that sense, we're the complete opposite. So it's pretty understandable that a lot of Singaporeans actually look to Thailand as their escape. Thailand is like the Mexico to Americans, you know? Chaos. But fun.
I, too, have the 3 T's for success.
temple, tattoos, and Thailand.
For This Way Out, I'm Brian Goebel in Singapore.
Technology, trade, and tribes.